Number 20.
When does Sally usually leave the office?
A.
She doesn't live around here.
B.
Around 5:30 on the weekdays.
C.
She didn't leave me any message.
Number 21.
Will Mr. Becker be arriving by train tomorrow?
A.
The training was postponed.
B.
Yes, I'm leaving for my vacation.
C.
We should ask Ms. Norris about it.
Number 22. Would you like to join the selection committee I belong to? A.
Sorry, but I'm already full.
B.
Take care of the personal belongings.
C.
I'd like that, thank you.
Number 23.
I'm available if you need any help completing the company newsletter.
A.
Thanks, but I'm almost done.
B.
We should ask for more money.
C.
Yes, she was really helpful.
Number 24.
Isn't Mr. Brawley visiting us today?
A. He'll be here around 2. B. The visitors must wear name tags. C. Tomorrow is the company anniversary. Number 25.
The jazz concert starts at 8 o'clock.
A.
We'd better hurry then.
B.
No, the plane leaves at 7.
C.
It was the best performance.
Number 26. Won't Ms. Lopez be available on Tuesday? A.
Early next month.
B.
Yes, it'll start at 5.
C.
She'll still be out of town.
Number 27.
Let's call Amy to ask about the new commercial.
A. I have her number here. B. I'd rather buy a different one. C. The advertisement will be on air tomorrow. Number 28.
Why did they reject the proposal?
A.
There was an important section missing.
B.
Please press the eject button.
C.
I'm sure he will pass the test.
Number 29. If we can afford it, we should hire some temporary workers for the holiday. A.
The permanent jobs have more benefits.
B.
I'll take a look at the budget.
C.
That was a long time ago.
Number 30.
Are you done putting together the marketing proposal for the meeting?
A.
Let me take a look around.
B.
The market won't be closed until 5.
C.
Do you need it already?
Number 31.
Can you tell me where the customer service desk is?
A. Take the elevator to the top floor. B. Yes, the service contract includes all repairs. C. Sorry, but that is our store policy.